I've seen gun violence right before my eyes in the inner city in areas of unincorporated Dade. I've gotten phone calls from parents because their kid was either dead at the scene or being transported to Jackson. When they first call, you can hardly hear what they're saying, honestly. It takes a while in getting them to calm down just momentarily, just to capture those words. They killed my son. My son dead. I've heard my daughter's dead. You hear these screams, you hear these cries, you hear these yells. And I've always been strong through it to assist and try to get them through it, as difficult as it is. I care about my community. And I care about dealing with the real issues. Black on black killings and shootings. It seems as though we ignore that in our community, as if it's okay, unless you're killed by a cop or a white person. Other than that, it's okay for us to take one another's lives. That's what I began to see in our community. That's what parents begin to feel, as if lives didn't matter. Those mothers are still burying their kids. A lot of people don't understand until these things affect them. Ironically, I've been in the front of things before it affected me. It was May 20th, 2015, around 2:47 p.m. I received a phone call that my son had been shot. I could not bear to receive any more information. I hung up the phone. I didn't want to hear that my son had been hurt. I didn't want to hear that my son had been killed. It's not just my son, he's my only child. He was killed in Tallahassee. He was a great young man that got away from Miami to be successful, refused to come back to Miami because of the gun violence and his daughter. I do want the world to know that it's mine this time. I pleaded for them not to close the casket. I just couldn't bear that being my last time seeing them. We say Black Lives Matter. Liberty City, Overtown, Miami Gardens, and in those areas again, we're killing one another. And if our lives don't matter to one another, why should it matter to someone else? My son was gunned down by a black man. It really makes you question whether you want to continue to fight or not, because what are you fighting for? If I get back out there and deal with this issue, it has to be something that's going to be effective for families that's seeking justice for their loved ones. I'm not getting back out there just to do community meetings, community marches. That's not doing that. You a killing go on after that meeting. A killing go on during that meeting. So those meetings have no effect on the killers. I'm praying and still asking God where I can affect change in these areas. Now, what I will need is the strength.